Well, there are different kinds of allegations. They include summary executions, allegations of abductions, torture, beatings, death threats, and all kinds of forms of intimidations. So very serious allegations indeed against this pro-government militia in Burundi.
And you have received around 40 to 50 calls from frightened people. What did they tell you about the serious abuse committed by the militia?
Well, they paint a very disturbing picture of abuses. As you said, we interviewed our staff, human rights staff, interviewed 47 people who are in refugee camps in Rwanda and the DRC. One of them told us his house was attacked at night by Imbonerakure members and his father stabbed to death because he had refused to join the ruling party. Another one told us he had been abducted and tortured by four members of the same militia. And we also had a testimony from a female refugee who says she was beaten up at night in her house by the same militia, and her husband was arrested and he remains unaccounted for.
And you have also recalled this testimony of a 19-year-old refugee from Makamba province who said that his house was attacked and looted at night by Imbonerakure members. Does it mean that those who are not from the ruling party, CNDD-FDD, are threatened?
Well, it seems like people who refuse to join the ruling party are targeted. We also had another example from one refugee interviewed in the DRC who explained that he saw marks on houses, including on houses of five different families, with a message saying that, do you accept to be part of the ruling party? So it seems indeed that these attacks at night are meant to intimidate people or force them to join the ruling party.
And Nimrud refugees claimed that thieves had been written across the doors and walls of their own houses. That is frightening, isn't it?
It's absolutely frightening, especially if you think about Burundi's history. I mean, you know, it's been a very heavy history, a very heavy past, and we really fear that all these past 10 years of largely successful peace-building efforts are turning into nothing, are being destroyed now, and that there is a risk that Burundi could be sent back to civil war just because a small number of peoples want to retain or gain power at any cost.
Cécile Puy, the UN Human Rights Office has also received persistent allegations of collusion between members of the Imbonerakure militia and the official police. Are they receiving instruction at the highest level of the state?
We have indeed received persistent and consistent information indicating that these militia operate under instructions from the ruling party and with the support of both the national police and the intelligence services. They get from them weapons, vehicles, and even at times uniforms.